no.
Oh, my God. We are back again, Duncan.
Ow.
Ty's even with us.
Hey. I know.
He graced graced us with his presence. He's been in fucking Antarctica or something for the last couple of weeks.
That was me.
What did you do?
Canada.
Antarctica?
Yeah.
That's the Fortress of Guar.
Oh, gotcha.
I go there regularly in the bat helicopter.
But we actually have him back. We
don't
have
back.
We're stoked about that.
I guess I'm stoked about
you
it.
Should
I'm stoked about the tall man because now the couch is in this lonely.
Well, not only do we have Ty here in the studio, we have, this is a first for us, and this is a first for the radio show.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good first.
But, God damn it, we have, I've never invited anyone to my house from the internet before, Doug.
That's true. Well, kind of me. But.
Could be a process, I mean.
And this is the first time, ladies and gentlemen, that we've had a fan, not only a fan, but a super fan
a
in
super
the studio.
Fan. The super fan.
The super fan. Ladies and gentlemen, Mark is here in
studio. Hey!
Yeah, right on.
And we couldn't be happier about it.
Oh, man. We're excited about tonight's show.
Jesus.
It'll probably derail pretty soon, but goddammit, we're happy right now.
No, I mean, come on.
No? You don't think?
I honestly think this is going to be a professional show. We've got Mark here. Mark is a radio pro. He's been on every show. I mean, every one of them.
Well, I podcasted them.
Yeah. Well, Mark is the guy that calls every show. He's
the only one that interacts with us on the Facebook.
Yeah.
I'm the only one who gives you questions that you don't actually ask.
That's true.
But they're good.
Well, no, I mean, sometimes we will answer them just not on the show.
Yeah, just sometimes we forget. Talk about them on the show. Just like we forgot to thank you for your donation.
Yeah, the last couple episodes.
That's true. But no, Mark is one of the two people that have donated to the show, and we need to continue
this. And in all
this.
Fairness, one of those people is a goddamn contributor to the show.
Exactly.
So,
and now, well, actually, both of them are.
Yeah,
I guess,
absolutely.
You know, technically.
Yeah.
But no, if you want to donate to the show, you need to go to onoradioshow.com.
Yes, you do.
.kizom.
And that's onoradioshow.com. You go there, and there's a little donate button off to the right-hand side, and you click it, and you do the whole PayPal thing, and it's glorious for us.
What we need
is
like a little dancing, gif of you.
I want what about a hula girl?
A hula Owen.
Ooh, a hula me?
A hula Owen, okay. I think. Like right next to just like a dashboard hula.
And if you
with your face.
The more you donate, the
more
sexier
closer.
It gets.
Yeah, exactly.
I think we can do that.
The coconut bra.
You're excited.
I think I'd actually like to see Mark in a coconut bra. I mean,
you've got to get some big coconuts.
Yeah, I know.
Big old tits on me, I can tell you.
Mark, you're quiet. Turn you up here.
Turn you. Where's my snare?
No, we should talk to Mark a little more.
Whoa.
Because Mark is all the way from the UK, and he is the one contributing fan that we really have.
Yep.
The
rest of you are all a bunch of pussies, by the way.
Yeah.
For not contributing more.
Exactly.
Once
Either
every
way,
3 months doesn't count.
If you contribute at least $20, I might let you into my home. And hope you don't kill me. And
right.
You know, Mark might
so far he
do.
Hasn't tried.
And so far
he's waiting for you to get a little more drunk.
And it's not going to
take
long.
Just
a bit loose. That's all.
That's all. That's all. But no, Mark, how did you even find our piece of shit podcast?
Well, it's all a long story and a bit boring, but it goes back to 2006, actually. And, I visited the United States for Christmas with the family and some friends. And we got, listening to the radio as you do. And I like talk radio. So you tune into Real Radio 104. Something or other.
Yeah.
Right.
And you listen to various shows. And back then, I would say that the shows were quite good. You had the Monsters in the morning. You had Shannon in the afternoons. And I didn't mind a bit of Gin Phillips. You know, it reminds me of being back home with all the old Duffers.
It was still pretty good for quite a while. They just recently, you know, took
a bunch
of hits.
Oh, it's massive format
change.
Anyway, we came back. So, you know, like I went home and as you do, you start listening online and hook by hook or by crook, you can tune into some radio stations.
Right.
Until... Clear Channel decided that for advertising reasons they couldn't stream to the UK anymore, so they chopped off that little avenue. Oh yeah,
I didn't even know about this.
Oh yeah, yeah. They, because of advertising, they will only stream to the United States. So anyway, you start podcasting and you get used to the characters, you feel at home with them, and from there, we came back to the United States 2009 and went home and discovered that two of the characters from the Monsters were doing their own podcast. So
Christmas
2009, I started downloading everything they'd done from that March onwards. I was listening to that and it was same old. Right. So then you find the links that they're linked to. So jumped onto Soma Cow and you got Jeff.
Soma Cow, yes. For those of you that don't know, and this
which
is...
Which I don't.
Yeah. Duncan, neither Duncan or Ty are really tied into the podcast community at all like I am. I mean, I listen to pretty much everything, and the reason I started doing this was pretty much Soma Cow.
As far as I knew, you were the podcast community.
Right.
Like,
sadly,
yeah,
it's not the case, and I'm at the very lowest end of the totem pole, but...
We're one rung up from that.
What I would say about it is that Soma Cow was, I think it was 3-4 years.
Yeah, they've been down a good 3 years after an on-air spat between two of the characters.
But there wouldn't be a Tom and Dan. There wouldn't be an Ono radio show. No. There wouldn't be, and I think they were responsible for something in Orlando. They spawned because Jeff was a fan. Jeff, the host of the show, was kind of a fan of talk radio and 104.1 and everything. Mm-hmm. He kind of like, in a way, spawned a small community of this podcast community here in Orlando. And we all of a sudden developed something. I mean, at least 5-10 podcasts here in town, you know, and these multiple people basically doing the same thing. And he was responsible for kind of spawning all of it, I would say. I think Jeff was kind of the spark that everyone needed.
Yeah, I think I totally agree with that. I mean, he's a very intellectual person.
He is.
You know, and he always had something to say. I didn't always agree with some of the things he had to say, but, you know, you go with it. And, of course, getting back to the subject, in the list of shows was your own show, which was, at the time, I don't think live. I think you were just podcasting.
Yeah, we were just podcasting at that point.
So I slid all the old back catalogue down into me MP3 player, and I listened. I thought, yeah, okay, we'll give this a go. And I'll tell you what I like. I'm always for the little man. I like the little man, you know? You can have your big boys, but they are so predictable. The little man is so unpredictable.
You never know what's going
to
happen.
And so you just know that you want to tune in the next week because you think to yourself, what are they going to do this week that's going to be surprising? And I can remember the podcast you've done when you was going on, I think it was about Bright House, and you was pissed. You know? And these are the ones that stick in my mind. I mean, you know, the fact that I actually remember that one, which has got to be a good 3 years old.
Yeah, it is.
And,
it's close to,
you know.
Maybe not that old.
No, but it was last
year. And a half,
yeah.
Somewhere in that,
Last fall.
Yep.
But anyway, maybe my mind's going now.
No, you're good. No, but that's interesting that you remember that particular one.
And it's like I've done it with a lot of. Now, I've listened to a shit ton of podcasts over the years.
Right.
That I've been listening to podcasts. So we're talking 2009, so nearly 4 years. And I've got to say that I have dumped a good 95% of them. I've only stuck with a couple of the big boys who we all know, and I don't like to keep banging on about them because
we don't need to, because they have their own audiences.
Exactly,
yeah,
exactly.
Those people know who those people
and,
are.
And what I've done is obviously liking you on Facebook, and that, you know, and I've made comments to that effect. So other people are aware of who you are.
Yeah.
Now, a few people have actually said to me, it's not for me. I can't listen to that. I've got 10 minutes.
And I
lost
think we
me.
Get that. I think
and,
we,
you know, and yeah. I, well,
we're not for everybody.
Way.
And we've never,
exactly,
and we've always said that we're not for everybody. And the people that get it.
And we've all been very specific about who we've invited or shared Yeah. You know, the show with
because there are
Facebook
a lot of people
and,
that I'm like, I love you guys, but you are not. You, gonna, are not you don't want to hear this. You're yeah. not going to like right. this. This is going to make you think lesser of me. Because
you see, the other thing as well is I'm 50 years old, but I'm still a 15-year-old boy, and I still have that right. mentality, and it does piss a lot of people off. It does drive a lot of people like, well, my wife included in that category, and to a certain extent, my kids. You know, and it's the fact that I can go in a fart from Captain Sensible Dad to complete twat, you know, and literally just by passing wind. And usually it's the passing of the wind that starts off the arguments in the first right. place. But no, but with the Oh No Radio Show, I'll stick with it. And of course, I've had conversations. Owen's interviewed me in the past.
Yep.
And I said, you know, that what you've got to remember, what you're doing now, along with all of the other boys, is you're setting a precedent, you're setting a scene for everyone else to follow. Because if you're at the tip of that point, then the rules are going to be the rules that you made and that you've enforced, and no one else can take those away from you. If you just sit and wait and wait and wait, like I've been doing with my own radio show, then at some point somebody's going to come along and say, right, you want to start a radio show? Here's the rules.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say, well, hang on a minute. I want to do that. No, you can't do that. Yeah, no.
So, but they did it. Well, yeah, you can't do that. Yeah, you're not them.
Yeah.
They were the ones that started this.
And we
didn't even start it. We're like the second renaissance of podcasts, I feel.
Exactly. I've borrowed, I mean, format, and I've borrowed, you know, ideas from every show out there. I will never lie about that.
No,
I will never, you know.
Didn't you guys listen to the DVD Asa? The Asa Akira and David Chung Lee podcast.
No, never heard that.
Not me.
No.
Just curious. It's kind of making a wave, but
I think
he's a crazy artist. He does a lot of weird shit.
I gotcha.
And then Asa Akira is just kind of a horror, but it's awesome.
A horror, but it's awesome. I like horrors.
I think
we know that.
Now, Mark, when you did your own show, which, by the way, was called Waxing Lyrical.
Yep.
He set everything up. He's got, you know, a better setup than us, I'm sure. And at the end of the day,
I wouldn't be surprised.
I've never been able to hear the show. What's the reason that it never actually took?
Well, what happened was I had good ideas, and likewise, I was borrowing from everyone else. It's what equipment do you use? How do you set this up? How do you get it going? Okay, so we need a mixing board. So what mixing board can we go? Let's go middle of the road, Behringer. 8-channel. Okay, what microphones do we need? Okay, we want to go for a broadcast quality, but I'm not going to spend lots of money.
Right.
Behringer C1s.
Right.
Okay, shock mounts.
Cheap stuff,
cantilever, mic stands, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, and basically, I built a studio without any true aim. Do you know what I mean? And it was right, let's give it a name. Well, we're going to talk about anything. Well, what's that? That's Waxing Lyrical, means to talk about anything you're passionate about. So that's going to be the format. People can talk about whatever they like. And I think what happened was I was running long before I was even at the walking stage, let alone, like, I wasn't even off my knees. And I'd built everything, and it was very professional looking, but with no professional background attached to it. So consequently, stagnated. Now, once all my friends heard about what I was doing, and they all had this great idea, like, everyone wants to be famous, everyone wants to be on the radio, television, whatever. Well, this is, from their point of view, a step. And it's a good laugh when you're pissed out of your head to all pile into my loft,
cram in
there, set it all up, all bung your headphones on, start recording, and we've got Skype and everything running, you know, but we wasn't going anywhere. It was staying within the loft.
It wasn't doing
But from
anything.
Their point of view, you know, this is great. We're playing radio. We're having a laugh. But it just, there was no commitment from anyone. You know, if I said to them, it's going to be on a Wednesday evening after 8 p.m., before 10 p.m., we're going to do 2 hours every Wednesday, blah, 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 and it's going to have a format, and it's going to have segments, and it's going to have this sort of music, and it's going to have these topics, and the topics are going to be pre-planned. And that was it. Bang. No one wanted to know anymore.
Right.
You know, people just wanted to be drunk and having a laugh, and almost at my expense, and it was
a bit uncomfortable for you, I imagine.
And I mean, though, to be honest, it's good, but no one wants to do it professionally, stroke properly. They right. just want to have a laugh. You know, and it's like a lot of things, you know, you can go to someone's party and trash their house, but you wouldn't trash your own house.
No.
Yeah.
You know, and we've all done it. Oh, maybe not,
I will say here that I'm the guy. It's not my guests. I'm the guy that throws the show yep. under the bus. You know, I'm the one that
it's generally not our fault.
Yeah, it's generally time. Not your fault. It's generally mine.
I mean, I'll egg you on sometimes.
It's not my fault.
You don't help a lot.
You don't. No. It's not my fault.
But most times, though, no, I get what he's saying, but it's the other way around here.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, and topics, I mean, sometimes we do topics. Sometimes we sit down and we discuss a few things before the show. Sometimes we don't. Sometimes we just go on and
like
do it randomly. But I would say, overall, we are trying to do it properly. You know, we are definitely...
We're trying to do it our way.
Yeah.
We're not trying to come in and be like... You know that when you listen to this show, you're going to hear this in the first segment. You're going to hear this in the second segment. This is going to be what's going to fill the time between the two. Like
every show is different.
Yeah.
Every show is different. And there,
plus you have invested a lot of time in it now.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, so you've now settled down. So far, I haven't invested any time. I've invested a lot of time and effort to build what I've got.
But you haven't.
But I haven't put in any time or effort into production. Yeah. So at the moment, I've lost nothing in that sense.
I mean, Owen has been doing this for years before I even moved down here.
About 3 years, yeah.
Yeah, man. No.
And then as soon as I moved down here, it was very shortly after that.
I guess it actually has to be closer to four now, right?
It has to be because I've been here for 3 years. And you had been doing it for about a year before I started coming around.
Yeah.
And
I had guested a couple times, like... When Owen asked me to do it the first time, I was like, "Well, that sounds badass. I'd love to do that again."
Yeah,
you know. But
and then we after could doing never it, get we kept rid of you, you yeah. again. Yeah. That's...
And I was like, I like Ty. We should keep Ty around.
I don't mind him. I don't mind Ty. Anyway,
I'll assume my role.
Do you hear?
I was like that though. I showed up. I did the first show, and I was like, "I'm coming back."
Oh yeah.
I'm like, "Hey, when are you doing a show again?" And
I never intended for you to be my co-host.
I know.
I never.
No, it was Duncan the Scumbag Rody.
And now
it's.
You never left.
And I didn't leave. You just didn't. And then I helped you move, and I'm like, well, now I'm your co-host.
Well, now I'm happy to be your co-host.
Yeah. After I drove the scooter over all the way across fucking town the first time.
That was a long fucking way for you to help him move? Scooter.
No, to do the show.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah. So we got two things to address. Number one is the goddamn number, which we haven't done all show. So, ladies and gentlemen, call in at 3-2-1-3-3-2-0-1-8-6.
Satan.
And the other thing we need to address is that today, or no, I think it was yesterday, a WWE wrestler
go on
came out of the closet. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the first openly gay WWE superstar.
Okay, who?
He's not a big name. I think he's working. I didn't even know him before any of this happened, to be honest with you.
So weird that didn't pop up on any of the news boards that I check like every other day.
Yeah, his name is Darren Young.
Okay.
And I got a little clip, and basically how it was found out was this guy at the airport doing his own little, you know, silly podcast or blog thing, and ran into the wrestler and started taping him and doing a little interview. So you want to see some of the interview?
Okay. You always pick the weirdest wrestling stories. Easy.
The wrestling sphere. So you're in the WWE, man, and like we often talk about this within kind of MMA and like the wrestling sphere.
Yeah.
Like, do you think that like a gay wrestler, man, could be like successful within the WWE?
Absolutely. Look at me. You know, I'm a WWE superstar, and to be honest with you, I'll tell you right now, I'm gay, and I'm happy, very happy.
Man, that's I'm kind of flabbergasted, man. I think I didn't know, and obviously I think that's just I commend your bravery.
Yeah,
I don't think
it matters. Yeah. You know? Does it matter?
No.
Does it matter to you?
Not an iota, man.
Does it
man.
Change, you know, what you think about me?
Not at all, man. In fact, I commend you even more that you would share something so beautiful and personal with
me,
man.
Thank you.
So, I mean, so in a sense, right now, this is your coming out.
I guess if you want to call it coming out, I really don't know what to say it is, but, you know, I'm just letting you know that I'm happy who I am. I'm comfortable with myself.
Wow.
And I'm happy to be living a dream. I'm in L.A. for SummerSlam, WWE.
Man, that is truly amazing. Now, I have...
All right.
Wow.
Okay.
So we're cool with this, right?
Yeah.
I mean, gay wrestler, no big deal.
I'm sure he's not funny. The first one.
No. I'm not sure that this was the most intelligent way to release it.
No, not for it to be on TMZ. When did you read about this?
This just happened, man.
Like today?
I think this happened like today minutes or ago. Yesterday. Like, yeah, man. I'm fucking up on the news and shit.
To ask you, obviously, like, how do you feel you will be received after this news? I mean, it's got to be a bit kind of nerve-wracking.
You know, to be honest with you, I'm happy with myself, and some people might not like it, some people will like it, but I'm here to please myself. I'm here to be happy. It's very important. I'm happy with myself.
Do you think that, like, you will pave the way with this for other people that are, like, afraid or terrified or just don't feel like they can kind of come out within the organization?
To be an Irish dude.
I love the music in the background too. Did you read the WWE statement about it?
No, I didn't.
WWE is proud of Darren Young for being open about his sexuality, and we will continue to support him as a WWE superstar.
Right.
Put those fucking down.
Well, that kind of goes along. Would you like to see John Cena has a statement about it.
They're delicious.
I know they are. That's why I bought them.
You eating the Twinkies? Is that what you're doing?
They're my Skittles. God damn it.
Taste the rainbow.
Yeah.
I think he's been tasting the rainbow.
He has been.
It's a pretty good rainbow.
I want to talk about openly gay wrestlers in the WWE, and okay. Is there any?
Right now, there's not.
Well, today we actually got Darren Young saying that he is openly gay.
Oh,
and
wonderful.
He's happily
good for
openly
him.
Gay in the the WWE.
Fantastic.
Now, does that change?
First off, look at the bitch behind John Cena.
Yeah, it's one of the Bella twins.
That was it?
Yeah.
That's wrestling shit. I didn't recognize it.
Anything?
Not at all. My oldest brother is gay, and openly gay, and coming from a family of five boys, that's extremely tough to admit that. And he's openly accepted by our family. I know Darren personally. Darren's a great guy, and
he sucked my cock once.
You want to get
that's
over
where
the
you
business?
Go.
Yeah, I mean.
I'm
How
sorry,
you
but you gotta blow John Cena now.
It's blowing John Cena, and then Vince McMahon has to teabag you at least once.
You have to kiss his ass.
Oh, is that it?
That's how it works.
You suck
his
farts.
Yeah.
You eat
ass.
A fart of you eat Vince McMahon's farts.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That's how it works, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, if we wanted to be famous, that's what we'd do.
So we got gay wrestlers now.
Good.
You know?
I don't give a shit.
How long?
There are a bunch of NFL wrestlers and NBA wrestlers talking shit about. Oh, wrestlers? Players?
Okay. Hear me. Yeah. Basically, professional athletes, they're coming out left and right.
But a lot of them are
professional wrestling, it was going to happen sooner or later, right?
Yeah, but what I'm saying is in the more mainstream professional sports, a lot of those athletes, not the ones that are coming out, but there are a lot of ones that are being like, oh, they don't belong in professional sports, and I don't feel comfortable having them in the locker room. It's like, okay. First of all, statistically, if you're showering in a room full of dudes, at least one of them is going to be enjoying it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I think about every middle and high school shower I ever took, and I'm like, oh, yeah, that dude died.
Look at that huge dong.
Yeah, I was, you know, not looking at myself.
Mark your thoughts.
What's going on?
I want to know Mark's thoughts on this.
Oh, Mark's thoughts.
He wanted to cut me off.
Yeah,
what he wanted to do.
No, I just wanted to know.
Mark, while we're at it.
I'm indifferent to the whole lot. I mean, I think that there's a lot of stigmatism still around, and I'm sure he'll get a lot of shit for it. But,
You
know, what he'll do once again, he'll set a precedent. Maybe this will bring him out of the woodwork, as they say. And everyone accept it for what it is. It's just another human being doing what he likes best.
But you know what the WWE will do? they will turn it into a storyline.
Well, that's exactly what I was about to say, and that's exactly what I wanted to ask you, is how long until the WWE takes a openly gay wrestler and turns it into a gimmick and then makes it like...
But they've
had those. Yeah, but you know
But they haven't been openly gay.
Okay, if they're openly gay and they're super creepy and gay, then Goldust takes on a new...
Goldust.
He takes on a new characteristic, you know?
Yeah, just so long as they don't turn it into a freak show and a circus, that's all.
Yeah.
Right. But isn't that what it is, though, really, anyway?
It's not the 80s anymore, dude. Like, there aren't characters with gimmicks like that anymore.
Oh, but there should be. Remember Papa Shango?
Yeah.
He was
the
best.
That was the worst gimmick in the entire world.
Oh, he was the best. Fucking voodoo face paint and shit.
Papa Shango.
Fucking Kama Mustafa.
Papa Shango. Papa Shango. Yeah, I got a whole song for him and everything.
Papa Shango. Sorry.
This is...
See, this is how it gets started, Mark. This is how Bane...
This is
how Bane comes out.
I tell you, if Bane comes in that door, I'm going to chin him and walk out.
somebody needs
Mark
to.
Mark has always hated Bane.
I know.
Since the beginning of Bane.
I've loved it, too.
And T-Pain. I'll slap him about as well.
Yeah, I slap T-Pain around.
See, I'm driving the car. I'm driving. There I am. I'm just listening to the podcast. I'm driving. Bane comes on. That's it. The red mist. I don't know if it's a red traffic light, red mist. I don't know what's going on. The old bill behind me. They've got flashing lights. I get out. I'm having a fight with a copper. All because of a bloody T-Pain and Bane on the bloody podcast. I've wrecked all the rims on my car wheels where I've steered up the curb.
Oh, this is... Baller.
I didn't realize that Bane and T-Pain had that.
They're dramatic.
That's how we roll, huh? Whew.
Wow.
I don't.
It did happen.
Okay.
I do remember that.
Okay, so we're good with John Cena talking about how he's cool with the gay wrestler, right?
Of course he is.
Yeah. I mean, as you said the other day, you're convinced that John Cena is now the new Hulk Hogan,
he's
right?
The new guy.
That guy?
He's the new guy.
That's Hulk Hogan to these kids now.
Yeah.
That's the
man.
Dude.
That's the dude. That's the guy.
And that's what's scary.
Weird.
Fucking and not only is it, and I don't say that like
jean
he's...
shorts and tank tops and...
Dude, he's been wrestling for 12 fucking years. I didn't even realize that until I was watching Raw on Monday because I didn't have anything better to do.
Speaking of things that have been around like for crazy long and not even realizing it, do you realize... South Park just hit its 16th year anniversary.
Yep.
Like, that is nuts to me.
My freshman year in high school.
16 years. Yep. I remember when it first came out, I wasn't supposed to watch it type of thing. Like, I was young. You know? I mean, I'm younger than you guys, but...
It was my freshman year. I was going into my freshman year in high school.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, and I was definitely in middle school at that time or whatever.
And then it exploded.
And you were still... 85.
Old codger.
I was still old and fat and bald. I was born bald.
your hairline isn't as dramatic
as
mine.
The first thing
but I got a solar panel up here. That's the problem.
Oh, yeah, but mine's running away down the back. So,
honestly, Duncan, he looks about like 3 years older than you.
I know. That's it. That's what's fucking me up. I'm like, I'm 30, you're 50, and fuck.
Dude,
fuck.
That's good stock right there.
Yeah.
That's hearty stock.
Yeah, no, that's what you want to look like.
Oh, yeah.
You want to look
50,
like that at 50. You don't want to look like this at 30.
No, you don't. Like, we met you.
Yeah.
We met you. And it was amazing. You know, you came in, parked at my house, and you rolled up, and here's this dude from the internet, and the guy that I've had conversations with.
Accosting him about his shitty direction.
Yeah, exactly. And you came up, we got over that, and then you had to go back to the car to grab something.
Beer.
The beer and the gifts us, which we'll get to later. But me and Duncan looked at each other and said, he looks way younger
than we expected. I mean, not like we expected you to be like, you know, with a cane or a walker or something.
No.
But yeah, like... It's like you look like you should be hanging out with us.
I think what it is exactly. Well, I think I actually play up quite heavily on my age. You know, when people ask how old are you, and I say, "Oh, I'm 50. I'm an old man." You know, and I think it's the emphasis on the old man, even though the 50 is the new 40, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or the new 30, yeah. Even.
If you told me you were 42, I would believe it all day long.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I get that a lot, and tongue-in-cheek, I quite enjoy it.
Right, right.
But, yeah, it's, you know, I do look at myself, and I do think, you know, for a 50-year-old, when I think of the 50-year-olds I knew back when I was in my late 20s, early 30s, and I think to myself, fuck me, you do like look old. But then I do look around, and there are a lot of people who are not wearing well, you know?
Right.
And I think as a family, we're all very much like it. I mean, my mum's 67. She doesn't look it. Joe's dad is in his 80s, and you'd say he was in his late 60s, something like that. You know, it's just incredible.
So all kidding aside, good stock.
Good stock, yeah.
But it's on both sides, you know? So my kids are going to reach 110 and look 16.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, at the moment, though, it's the other way around. They are 16 and acting like they're 110.
Well, while we're on the topic, I mean, obviously Mark is over here on vacation.
Yeah. Nice long one, too.
Holiday for him. Mm-hmm. And took the time out of his holiday to abandon his family to come visit us.
Yes.
Which was very, very nice of him.
Absolutely,
but
yeah.
I get the feeling, Mark, that... It was probably for the best that you got away for a little while with the
teenagers. That's
with
what
the
it
kids
is
that you got going on there.
Yeah, just teenagers, and I think we all did it. We all grew up, and we all think you get to a certain age, you get to 16. I mean, for me, at 16, I left school and I started work. With Emily, she has to stay on at school. It's a new law in the UK that she's got to stay on. Yeah, she's got to stay on for the sixth form now.
So you basically they're forcing you to go to college.
When we go back in September,
can we stop for the Americans for 2 seconds? College is what you go to when you're 16. Not when you're 18 and you graduate high school.
Yeah, that's university.
What we equate to being college is university and so on. Yeah. So.
Well, effectively, in the UK, you could get to 16 like I did in 1979, and you can take your exams, your final exams then, and then you leave school and you're in the big wide world.
Yeah.
What's happened with Emily's intake onwards is they have to stay on for an extra year and do what we used to be called A-levels. So it would be the further education. Now she can do that at school in sixth form, or she can go into college, or she can get an apprenticeship. Looks like she's going back to school. The people behind her will actually have to stay on till they're 18. So by law, they won't be able to leave school until they're 18 years old. And that's what happened. I got to 16 and I left school. I started an apprenticeship and I was a working man at the age of 16.
Right.
Emily's just coming up to her 17th birthday and she's still a schoolgirl.
Yeah.
But she's obviously still got the mentality that I had. So she's argumentative, you know. Suddenly she's discovering the world and... The world owes teenagers a favor, apparently.
It does.
You know?
Oh, yeah. It's so fucking tough for teenagers.
Yeah, and it's a really,
weren't we
really
all a bunch of
whiny
fucking cunts?
We were.
Well, and that's exactly what I said to Mark when he was when I talked to him the other night, and we were discussing his issues with his kids. I mean, imagine when they have them and they're,
we've had that conversation with Charlotte, my youngest. She's 13 and a half. And the conversation this week has been, when you get married... When you've got a husband and your kids are playing up and your husband takes your side, you'll understand why I take your mum's side. Mm-hmm. And she still don't get it. I'm saying it's not open for discussion. This is how it is and how it's always been and how it will be for you. And when you come to me in 25 years' time and say, little Johnny is being a real fucker, what can I do? I'm going to say, talk to the hand because the face isn't listening.
Super Think 90s back. Reference, but yes. I like the super 90s reference.
Me too.
That was a dad reference.
Oh, we've got
only
a dad references.
Will use the talk to the hand because the face ain't listening.
But you know, my kids and I suppose as parents, we're guilty of spoiling them something rotten.
Right.
So consequently, I mean, my kids have got everything and anything, and that is part of the problem, is because they've got everything anything, they don't appreciate
it. I thought it was
anything.
Interesting that you said that they were good on this trip, and, you know, they've flown over to do the theme parks in Orlando, mm-hmm. like everyone from the UK does.
Right.
But they did a couple of days of theme parks, if I'm not mistaken, mm-hmm. and the day that it really kind of broke down for you or them was the day that they went to the mall. Like, for me, that just that made perfect sense.
Of course,
like, of course, like, that's when the teenage girls are gonna start. Oh, and especially because
you went to Millennia too.
Yeah, and you went to Mall of Millennia, which is our fancy mall.
I fucking hate that mall. I hate.
Oh, we went there for the Cheesecake Factory. We went there for lunch.
I will only go there. I will only go to the Cheesecake Factory
now. Now it's
or the Apple Store.
Dunkin' Duck.
Oh, dude, I love the cheese.
What are we doing? Your the third podcast, Duck and Talk, about which is just
fat
talk,
all about food and weed, food, weed, and professional wrestling.
That would be a pretty good show.
Food, weed, guar. That's pretty much all it'll be.
Star Wars Boba Fett.
Oh my god, yeah, I got a big old boner thinking about it.
Can I come on as Boba Fett and just not say anything and just sit there like? Just, I don't know if I can Boba Fett it for you.
It's tough to. Be
I don't
a
know.
Boba impression.
It's tough to be a Boba. You got to be a real badass. I don't think you got it in
there. No, you don't think so?
I don't think you could pull it off.
Oh, shit. All right. Well, either way, the mall, I'm sure, probably.
The Mall of Millennia is a fucking horribly deplorable place.
I did work there at one point.
It's awful. Like, I hate it. And
many,
I hate.
Many years ago.
I hate the people that shop at Millennia. Like, I hate. Not like my friends that shop
at
Millennia.
People watching is kind of awesome.
That part
is
fine. Yeah, people watching
was good.
But like
the super rich cunty people.
There's a lot of rich cunty people, and there's a lot of foreigners that don't speak English. And then when people won't get out of the way and they're standing, like they do the thing that annoys me the most. There's only so much room in a particular pathway or sidewalk, and they walk horizontally with each other. They don't have the courtesy. And they do.
They're walking
thing.
Four across.
Yeah, they're walking four or five across, and you're like trying to get through one of them, but you never can. You know what I'm talking about. That's what Mall of Millennia is like.
And occasionally you are not in the position where you can say, get the fuck out of my way.
Well, they wouldn't even understand it half the time.
Oh, no. That's bullshit.
Well, they understand it when if you get really animated.
And I have dealt with enough non-English speaking people to know that if you get pissed off and you look at them, like, if you look in my eyes, I will murder you, they will fucking get out of your way.
It's true. There is kind of an international.
I hate being the dick American, but I will
hate it that much.
I only do it when I absolutely have to. Like, in Mexico, you get a lot of fucking, like, a group of rowdy Mexicans around you, and I'm like, everybody get the fuck away from me right fucking now. And they're all like...
It's a good point you just brought up, though. Yeah. I mean, how... From a, you know, person living in the UK, here in America, are we dicks over here?
I would say I've yet to meet one.
Yeah,
I've been coming to America since 1987, and I have not to this day met a genuinely bad, obnoxious American.
There you go. Wow. There's a fucking applause for America, and a lot of people will say this because there's a lot of. Sorry, but there's a lot of really cunty Brits. I mean, I'm a Brit, but there's a lot of cunty Brits that come over here.
Oh, Kelsey was just texting me
and try
about
and get
that.
A free holiday, you know, and try and really scam artists, you know, that type of thing. And,
I mean, the thing that perplexes me, you know, like, I've got a lot of friends in the UK who say, "Oh, you're not going to America again?" And I said, "Why are you going there?" And I said, "You know, it's theme parks and burgers," and I said, "Yeah, but it's not." I said, "I love America.
Burgers.
I love the American way of life, and I love the American people." "Oh, can't stand fucking Yanks." And I said, "Well, why not?" "Oh, because they're all fucking loud and big and blah." I said, "Yeah, but look at it this way, you know, A, you're wrong." But B, don't you think that they've got a reason to be loud and big? It's because everything they've got is loud and big.
Yeah.
It's their culture. They come to Britain, and apparently we all sound like Australians from the Victorian era chimney sweeping.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? But and it's a perception. And I say to these people, so how many times have you been to America and met these obnoxious people? "Oh, I won't go. I won't go because of the Americans." "Oh, fucking hell. You know. Go. And then come back," and I tell you, a couple of people that I know that have actually been, and I've said, "Yeah, it's fucking wicked, brilliant. Oh, I'm going back. Yeah, we can't wait. We're saving up, you know."
Because we don't have real Americans here. There's like 1,500 of us. Everybody else came in, like, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's what America is. It's a big melting pot of people.
But I do actually like meeting people from out of state. No, we've been to places like Typhoon Lagoon. I love Typhoon Lagoon, my favorite water park. And I just talk to random. I talk to random Americans there. You know, and you talk to random Americans, and I like the ego trip of them liking me, and then for me to tell them where I live, what I do, blah blah blah, and then we get into films.
Fair enough.
Like classic British films.
It's not much different than us, really. Here.
Yeah. And you know, and next thing you know, 20 minutes has passed, and I've used up 20 minutes of this person's life.
And you're still floating around in the lazy river.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, or you're being drowned by a big wave. But I love that. I've had fantastic conversations, you know, and I think now they're the proper Americans, because he might have come from New York or he might have come from Los Angeles. He could have come from anywhere. And for him, Florida is different.
Yeah.
You know, without a doubt. I mean, I've been coast to coast in this country and I've met people that you would just say they were from different countries. They haven't got a clue from coast to coast about their own cultures, let alone otherworldly cultures, you know. I mean, I do find Americans can be quite stuck in an upturned wine glass, as it were. You know, they are in a bubble. They don't even own a passport. But then why would they?
Yeah.
You know, I haven't explored the whole of Great Britain in my whole life. Yet I've seen more of the world than I have Great Britain. And
what's funny is, like when I was younger, I thought that I was like, I don't really need to have a passport. I don't need to travel anywhere outside of the States. I can get everything I want here, until I went outside of the States. And I'm like, let me just go everywhere that I can. Because everywhere is awesome.
Is that the desire for you? I mean, is travel for the both of you? This is kind of a combination question for both Duncan and Mark here.
I like to travel.
Is it? Yeah, but...
Yeah.
You've made it a kind of a huge portion of your life to travel.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've done New Zealand, for instance, both islands. I've done both islands, top to bottom, left to right. It took me a month of driving, and I did every single site. And New Zealand is so diverse. You've got volcanoes and smelly shit in one part.
Yep.
You've got glaciers in another, and I've been ice climbing on glaciers. I've been...
There's three people on this four-person show that have been all up in New Zealand.
You know, and I did that. Then Australia. It's a beautiful country. Australia. Now, I won't go back to Australia ever again, but me and my mate, we bought a camper van, and we drove the whole country. And I mean, the whole number one highway around the whole country with every road in. And it took us 4.5 months of solid driving. But I can, I think there isn't a city or town or major village in Australia I haven't visited. And I've seen every single site. The only problem with Australia, and there's two big problems. One, it's a big expanse of bugger all.
Yes, the fucking nothing in the middle.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's like Australia.
What's the Badlands?
When I went.
Australia is the size of America. It's actually bigger.
Yeah.
No, yeah, it's huge.
Than America. It's huge. Fucking huge. But so, to drive around that, it's like driving all the way around.
Oh, you can drive for days and not see another person.
Yeah.
All you see is dead kangaroos, camels, and horses.
Yeah, so is that the reason? I mean, that you won't go back
It's because it's so far away. There is lots to see, but in the expanse of it, nothing to see.
So you've seen about as much as you can see there.
You've
type
seen
thing.
That I ever want to see.
Right.
And of course, the second problem of Australia, it's full of Australians.
I like a lot of Australians.
No, they all sound like Victorian chimney sweeps that come from the east end of London.
Oh, yeah. That's my favorite. That's my favorite. Oh, yeah.
I'm Australian, mate. Whinging pom.
I love that shit.
I do, too. I spent 3 months in Australia, and I fucking had a blast, but I was with a lot of Australians. There was a big amount of Australians on the tour that I was on, and I was one of 7 Americans, so it was kind of like, get in there and mix it up with everybody. So, I'm hanging out with the fucking ethnic Chinese acrobats one day, and just like, I'm like, okay, and now I'm with Russians that are drinking like fish. I got to get the fuck out of here. I'm going to get sold to the fucking
mob. This is the real circus.
Dude, it was weird.
I have never been around such deplorable drug addicts in my life. And it was
and you've
great.
Been a lot around a lot of deplorable drug addicts.
I mean, it takes one to know one. I mean, right. You stick with what you're good at.
Exactly.
So, shit. But, no, yeah.
The Russians I come across have all been in the Greek islands because, obviously, that's for them.
Yeah.
It's like Brits. It's a quick hop
yeah.
into somewhere sunny
oh, wow,
and exotic,
yeah.
you know. So you meet a hell of a lot of Russians. And I remember, and it's a line from The Great Escape. Ya vas lublub. And all it means is I love you. So good. All me and my mates were doing was just going around saying the Russian girls, ya vas lublub, ya vas lublub, ya vas lublub. But trying to say it all different
it
ways.
Yeah.
And
work?
They laugh and they giggle and they turn the other way and
yep.
fuck off, you know.
Fuck off. Yeah.
Yeah.
See, and that's the thing. Like, once you've been around America and you've seen what America, like, especially not the cities, because cities are bullshit. Like, especially American cities, because everything's like, it's like, okay, this is what we're copying from everybody else. We're putting our own big American spin on it. There are a handful of cities in the States that are cool on the city level. New Orleans, LA, Chicago, New York, Boston's a pretty cool city. But
San
for the
Diego.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? Like, I'm talking the big cities. I like San Diego. I like San Diego.
Yeah, I like San Diego.
I have nothing.
We have
but good
to say
things.
That just because, you know,
of Bender.
Jack.
Yeah. I got tons of friends in.
Well, I did read somewhere years ago that it is one of the cleanest and most popular cities on the West Coast. So I don't know if that's true or not. I mean, I only visited once.
No, it is. It's.
I've been there. Yeah, it's and there's some seedy ass parts,
but it prides itself on kind of.
Well, yeah. I mean, their marine bases right there. Culture. Fucking Tijuana is so close. Like, there's a lot of there's a big federal police presence, you know, all around it, just because of where it is geographically. Mm-hmm. But I mean, once you've seen some of the really cool natural wonders of the States,
right,
you know what I mean, and even like DC is cool just because it was, you know, it's a big Freemason map, that's all it is.
Well, I'll tell you one place I am going for when I'm 55, and I consider it an awesome place, and that's Bonneville Salt Flats. And I'm going there to take a record and take it back home.
Gonna do
yeah.
it?
Oh yeah, yeah. We've I'm drag racing yeah. for the next 3 years.
By the way, we haven't even mentioned anything about this. On top of the fact that Mark is the coolest super fan, coolest dad, coolest guy we've really had in here in a long time, honestly.
Right. Right.
On top of that, all of that, he is also
a drag racer,
a motorcycle drag racer.
And so is my 13-year-old daughter.
And so is his 13-year-old daughter.
As well she should be.
As well she
I mean,
should
why
be.
Not?
But yeah, you're talking about the Salt Flats. You're
yeah,
gonna,
yeah.
You're gonna,
well,
how is that going to work? You're going to ship over the bike?
Yeah,
or?
What we're going to do is, well, what I'm going to do is I'm racing, drag racing for the next 3 years because I've now reached my goal in my class. In fact, I broke my goal. And I thought, so, you know, I'm going to get to 55. How long am I going to carry this on for? So I thought 55 is a good round figure. What we'll do is we'll reconfigure the bike, not for the hard and fast, hardcore acceleration. I mean,
right.
I mean, my record so far for the podcast is
naught
to 153 in 9.4 seconds.
Holy fuck.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know?
And I mean.
No, let that sink in for 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Say it one more time. Slow.
Naught. To 153 miles an hour
that's
in 9.4 seconds. Yeah, zero
for
to 153.
Know,
so a standing,
wow.
So a standing start to the end of the race in a quarter of a mile. That's you know.
That's
so that's no
insanity.
Distance. So the my record so far for me is 153 miles an hour in 9.4 seconds, but that is slow. That's slow compared to a lot of them. It's I mean, my race mate. Is breaking into the 8 second bracket on a bike that's over 30 years old.
No shit.
Wow.
My bike's over 20 years old. My bike's 23
really?
Years old now. Yeah.
Now, why is that? I mean, is that just money?
It's because
I mean,
it's because the base bike is a good base bike. It's
right.
A Suzuki GSXR 1100, but now it's
they don't make them like that anymore, type of thing.
Not that one. No, not the old oil boilers. There's but it's been reconfigured to the point where you wouldn't recognize it as something out of the Suzuki
right.
factory. It's
well,
got a turbocharger.
Does yours have like that big frame on the back?
No,
like
no. Charlotte's has got the wheelie bars. Mine doesn't, and my class doesn't allow it. We're allowed to lower the bike and lengthen the bike, but we're not allowed to have any bars on the back to stop it spilling over backwards.
Wow. Yeah.
But it's got a turbocharger on it from a Volvo car and intercooler and various other tricky bits.
Yeah.
And it's
keep
always
it from blowing
it's
up. All,
yeah,
you.
I mean you can see photographs all over my Facebook page.
Right.
And of course we have got a Facebook page for the Danger Face Drag Racing team. If anyone wants to
promote
go
not?
Into that one, like it, become a fan and just see the shenanigans we get up to. But anyway, what we can do is we'll reconfigure the bike for top speed and I'm looking for 250 plus. I don't know what record I can go for at the moment. It needs looking into, but I've got the best part of 4 years.
Nice.
And we've got some contacts on the West Coast and
nice.
I've got a few people that want to come and spanner for me. So what we'll do is we'll spin over there.
Well, we'll definitely have to get a correspondent, whether it be your daughter or your wife or somebody holding
send
a
Bender
camera
over
out
there.
We'll send Bender out.
I think by then the technology will be so good we can live stream from
live
a mobile phone,
probably.
High definition TV pictures,
absolutely.
You know.
To the radio show.
Yeah.
We're doing that.
Yeah, so,
and you know
we'll
have you if that's the case. That's fucking awesome.
That
though.
Is awesome. Fucking that's impressive.
Trying to break world records.
Because I'm thinking about what I'm going to be doing
what are you going to be doing in 40 years?
In 250.
What I'm going to be doing at 55? Man, if I'm alive.
Even just in 4 years for me, I'm just like, I'm just going to be tired.
I'm tired now.
I'm tired now. I can't.
I'm more tired this year than I was last year. I was more tired the year before that.
Hey, Duncan, do you wake up in the morning with a pain or an ache and think, is this one for life?
Very, very often, actually, yeah. Because I'm used to the ones that I have. I have fucked myself up pretty hard.
Got that too.
And then every time I have an injury at the factory, I'm like, oh, shit. I'm like, is that one going to stay? Like, is that feeling going to be there forever? Because it really could be. Like, I might walk like a gimp for the rest of my life now because, you know, I just... Yep.
This
my
stupid
ankle,
fucking thing that I did stepping my, off this
Yeah, my ankle said, fuck you,
yeah.
is exactly what happened because sometimes they do.
Sometimes they do.
Last time I just randomly fell down, I was in Australia. Everybody's like, you okay? I'm like, yeah, no, I'm good. I'm just sometimes my ankles randomly quit.
Ow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they just quit and I fall.
Well, you know, it's 2004. I had to get off on a motorcycle, and I did my collarbone and two ribs.
Nah.
And to this day, that collarbone is now out of its joint.
Hey.
And I go
Does
to
it
bed.
Pop out?
Yeah, it's out. It's pretty much out at the moment, and I can bounce it up and down and all sorts. And it's not painful at the moment, but I wake up some mornings, and I've been laying on that side. Giving my wife the cuddle that you do,
and
I'll get out of bed, and I think that one's with me for the rest of the day.
Yep.
Yeah, that's in my fingers have gone numb, and also I think, oh fucking, I've got this for the rest of my life, you know. But you know, it's funny because I look at the problems, and we talked about this off air. I look about the problems of some of the people around me that have got, and I think to myself, do you know what? A dislocated collarbone. Is such a small thing, and it does it, and
it could be worse.
You know, yeah, and I could be in a lot worse off. And then those people, they're very pragmatic as well because they're actually saying now, do you know what? I could be a lot worse off than this. I could be in a wheelchair, or I could have terminal cancer or anything. You know, so my collarbone. But I do wake up sometimes, and I think, oh, do I have to do this?
Yeah, when I was like 21, I was working with this dude. Doing stage work like, you know, like I've been doing forever.
Right.
And he, this dude was 26 at the time, and he had to go on permanent medical disability from doing stage work. Like, his knees and his back had deteriorated to such
far.
A point. Yeah, dude. Like, he's on...
At what age?
26.
Oof.
He's on fentanyl patches.
Jesus. That's too young.
Daily.
That's too young.
Daily fentanyl patches because he is completely opiate, you know, tolerant.
At this
like,
point,
he cannot. Fucked up, man. And like, I remember hanging out with this dude, and you know, watching the pills that he would take, like, you know, a Xanax, a Valium, and then you know, two morphine pills to get through a 4-hour shift. And smoking a bunch of dope on top of that too. Like, I'm like, God damn, man,
that's hardcore. Yeah, that's the, yeah, you got some issues.
Yeah, seriously, and it's hard watching because that's not the only person I've seen deteriorate doing the kind of work that I've been doing since I was fucking 12.
Well, your knees can go. It's like in hockey. Like my brother, like his knees from playing hockey just throughout, you know, college. You know,
you've seen my magic knees. Yeah.
You know, same type of thing, you know.
Yeah.
Working that type of industry, it's what happens.
Yeah.
Anyway, but on a lighter note, we can all still come.
Yes, we can.
Can we?
Except for Ty.
I'm not sure. Every now and then.
Ty blows dust.
It kind of poofs out. It kind of. It's great for not using condoms, though.
Maybe that's why it just
I'm so glad that was just brought up. Somehow that just made my day.
All right.
The Poofster. That's your new name, the Poofster.
The Poofster.
I think I could still pull it off. I got to call him the favor. It's like a mental favor. I'm like, I want to spray this one.
I need to turn this into a Jackson Pollock. You can turn it on and off. It's a toggle switch.
It's kind of awesome. I'm just saying.
All right.
That's weird and awesome.
Guess who doesn't use socks or tissues or paper towels?
This guy. He's like, hey, guess what? I had one just now.
It was great.
I was trying to remember what Ty did for the show until just now, and then it just came to me.
He comes dust. That's what he does for the show.
That's what he does for the show. So remember last week I was talking about the Hyperloop?
Yeah, they announced that.
They came out with all the details of the Hyperloop, and it does appear to be significantly less money than the proposed transit system that would exist between L.A. and San Francisco.
Yep.
They're talking, this thing is nuts. It'll never get built.
Nope.
But it's fucking
awesome. I read the article about why it'll never get built, too.
But it's an amazing idea, and it's a step into us thinking about We should be thinking about more.
Yeah, I mean, basically what
cool
he did.
It, it's self-sufficient. It relies on its own power.
Yeah.
It creates its own power that it uses.
And then what's funny, it's like, it's basically, to me, I think about it, I'm like, so basically it's like a bullet traveling through a gun.
Pretty much. It's a rail gun, like he said. It's like a combination between an air hockey table and a rail gun.
Yep.
And it's a very fast-moving pod
that you can put your car in, which is even more awesome.
Yeah, they're talking. Yeah,
At first I'm like, okay, you're gonna put me in this little fucking. You're gonna make a Duncan bullet, and you're gonna launch me, and hopefully I'm gonna stop and be okay.
Like being
and then
John Malkovich, he'll shoot out of some portal. And
that's what I'm saying. Like, you know what I mean?
It's the possibility of 800 miles an hour.
Yeah,
like that's faster than airplanes go.
I don't want to feel like I'm going that fast.
And they say you won't, apparently. You'll be just 30 be minutes like this, from L.A.
Like
to New York if it was built. That's amazing.
That is amazing.
Why don't we do that?
Money.
We should do that, though.
You know why we won't do it? Because too many people have fucking kickbacks into making sure that these old shitty.
The automotive industry is why. It's because America's
at some
built
point,
on cars.
That
America's not collapse. Built on cars, and it hasn't been built on cars for many years since fucking General Motors went out of business and Detroit fucking went under.
How do we travel? It's the only way Americans travel.
They I know, and that's.
Walk or
but
they take a car. There is, even in the UK. There are trains. There's a way for you to get from Leeds to
absolutely.
London.
Yeah, but trains are so expensive. I wouldn't use a train.
See, I didn't find it terribly expensive at all. Last time I was
it's
there,
astronomical. It's cheaper to fly from London to Manchester than a train.
Is
probably
it really?
Probably half the price, a third of the price even.
What about? Because I know we took a train from Newcastle to Edinburgh. When we were over there, like just a day trip, and I think it was like 20 or 30 quid.
Yeah,
trip.
But I mean, there's not a distance, is it?
Yeah,
if you're traveling
a commute,
the country,
a great
it's a
distance.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's a different situation.
Oh yeah, but
suppose,
the air travel over there is ridiculously cheap.
Mm. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You can fly city to city, and it's quicker and it's more civilized. The trains are shitter.
Yeah, I paid 110 quid round trip to go from. I flew from Nottingham to Amsterdam, and then Amsterdam to York.
Sorry, I gotta pee.
Yeah, whatever. But it was it was like 110 quid for, and I'm like, that's kind of stupid cheap. Like
yeah, you can fly from London to Barcelona for under 50 quid.
Oh man.
Yeah.
You can have a long weekend in Barcelona. You can, on a Friday afternoon, fly out to Barcelona, spend the whole weekend there doing what you got to do in the sun, having fun, and then Sunday evening, Monday morning, fly back, go to work.
I mean, that's the weekend.
That's the baller shit.
Yeah.
And we don't have that around here. Like, it's not... Yeah, you can go to Vegas for the weekend, but it's...
still going to cost you a bunch more.
It's going to cost you so much money to go to Vegas. You know, so I mean, where are you going to go? And most Americans don't think about things like that. Mm. Like, they're not doing...
You see, the thing is, and I think in this country, you are terribly, terribly spoilt for choice.
Yeah.
You have got so many wonders to see that I want to see. And they're on your doorstep, and you're just not using it. You are not absorbing any of it at all.
We don't.
If I lived there, which is one of the things me and Joe plan to do for retirement, is move to Florida.
Oh, there you go.
And
that's what everybody does.
I mean, well, it's the obvious choice because it's hot.
And the villages, not even just Newport Richey.
WDUV, listen to the dove. There's nothing wrong with Newport Richey. I'm old, so old before my time.
But the idea is
we want to use it as a base to then internally fly
travel
everywhere. I mean, I want to see Monument Valley. There's one of the places I haven't seen yet.
I missed something big. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Mark's going to retire to America.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Well,
Newport Richey.
Well, why not?
Why not?
Well, Sarasota, somewhere around there, you know.
Sarasota, that's where my girlfriend's from. So.
Yeah, Sarasota is a very nice town, very expensive town, but it is very nice.
Start a pool business. That's how you do it.
That's what everybody does.
That's what you do. But
yeah. So what else do you want to see in the States that you haven't seen yet?
Everything in the middle.
Ah, okay. Well, that you could do pretty quick.
Yeah, but. I don't want to do it all at once.
Well,
do you know what I'm saying? We'll do it, and then you wait a while, and then you do another bit of it, and then another bit of it.
Have you done the New Orleans trip yet?
No, we haven't been down that way.
Oh, man. New Orleans
I haven't done New Orleans either.
You see, know? I've always wanted to go for something like Mardi Gras, something like that, you know?
Why not?
We were there in December, and it was still a blast. Like, it's always debaucherous and drunk 24/7 and amazing seafood, amazing food
amazing
in general.
Music, too.
Amazing music. Yeah, like, music. That's the thing. Like, that. New Orleans is one of those cities I'm always going to have, like, a special connection to. But, yeah, if you like food and drink.
Speaking of that. There is both pizza tie and
peach cobbler
in the kitchen.
Well, what the fuck are we doing
and
in here?
Exactly. I think it is time for a break.
Let's have some fusion.
Acid jazz. Acid jazz.
Play some Teddy Bears.
Don't want a bit of acid jazz.
Do you love it?
Yeah. Okay. That's okay.
That was a little intense.
Yeah. So for those of you that are watching,
thank you.
Pay no attention to anything. And we'll be back when we're back. And we're goddamn good and ready.
Peach Cobbler.
Hail Satan.
Texture like sun, lays me down with my mind. She runs throughout the night. No need to fight, never a frown with golden brown.
And we are back, Duncan.
Woo!
Woohoo!
And Ty.
Here.
Why are you so fucking self-conscious? Like, we're gonna forget that you're here.
I just like to play on it.
Jesus.
You were saying, Mark is still here, by the way.
Yeah, goddamn right.
Jesus Christ. But you were saying, Mark, that you never want to hear this song again. What's the emotional connection with this song?
Oh, it was done to death. I mean, I was the biggest Stranglers fan back in the 70s and early 80s, and a big Hugh Cornwall fan. And this one, this heroin glorifying pile of
shite,
sycophantic snot. Yeah. And I mean, some people think it's about Toast. Some people think it's about Ben Suntan.
Okay. So you don't like the Stranglers' Golden Brown? Was it Snatch that did it, or was it
on Snatch?
Yeah, it's big.
No, I think what it was is if you're a diehard Stranglers fan, then it was it's a good tune without a doubt.
It is a brilliant tune,
but it was just one of those things that was done to death because all the nice people liked it.
So it was something you heard over and over.
Yeah, done to death.
Right, so favorite Stranglers tune.
Oh, favorite Stranglers tune. It's got to be from the album Rattus Norvegicus, and it is Down in the Sewer.
I don't know if I have that one.
It's an epic. It does go on a bit. You could say it was written by someone out of Yes.
No, all I have is No More Heroes and the Greatest Hits. So
yeah, but yeah. No More Heroes is a good ditty.
Or we could hear some Yes. I don't know. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I like a bit of Chris Squire.
Are you
Rick
guys
Wakeman.
Familiar with the Stranglers at all?
To a small degree.
See, my dad got me into the Stranglers, and it was one of those, things. Like, I think it was No More Heroes. It might have been The Best Of, but one of those albums was just constantly in the car, and I heard it over and over. So it was this embedded influence.
Now you gotta look for shit. God damn it.
I know, I got it.
Okay.
Hang on. This is No More Heroes, man. Remember this song? You guys familiar with this?
This is fantastic.
This is fucking brilliant.
This is fantastic.
This song is the jam. Whatever happened
to. Oh, shit. Leon
Trotsky. There's actually a good video on YouTube. Where they was doing a show in Germany and a TV show, and they kicked the stage to pieces.
Yeah, they
and
were.
And you can tell that they had this thing about whenever they had to mime on the TV program, they would deliberately sing the words wrong, or they would swap instruments.
Like on Top of the Pops.
Yeah. They did that to Go Buddy Go and No More Heroes, but they did No More Heroes in Germany, and they smashed the studio to pieces. But they were mouthing swear words and everything. It was obvious that they were miming from beginning to end. Yes. Fantastic.
That's the Stranglers. Like, they were fucking punk as shit.
The thing is, they were a rock band. They were never a punk band. They were caught up in the punk revolution.
Like,
yeah. I mean, they formed in 1974, and they're still going today. In fact, they were just doing gigs all over the United States in the last couple
of
months.
Shit.
Mm.
Did anyone die? Are they all still alive?
Hugh Cornwall walked off out of the band in 1990, so he's still a solo artist, and he is the Stranglers.
That's the lead
singer, right? Yeah, you listen to him, and he is the Stranglers. But the rest of the band are still going. The drummer,
Jet Black,
he's on his last legs, but he is nearly 80.
I feel that way with a lot of bands. You can't replace the lead singer.
No.
I mean,
it's a signature on it.
Sometimes it works.
Does Journey work?
No.
Does
Dio fronted Black Sabbath?
Oh, the one that's killing me right now. I don't know if any of you have heard about the I Heart Music Festival, which is in Vegas or something.
I do hate that.
And they've got Queen with lead singer Adam Lambert.
Aren't they bringing in Freddie Mercury as a hologram?
I think they're going to duet it.
I
think they're going to do.
Are they
duet.
Doing that?
Yeah, I think so.
That would make it better, but still, but they're billing
but it won't be
Adam Lambert.
No, Adam Lambert will be But the thing is that it won't be. It won't be Freddie Mercury as a hologram the whole time. They'll probably just do it for.
They'll go back and forth with it.
They'll probably do it for like one song.
I saw Queen at Wembley Arena around about 80-81. Fantastic. Wow. Fantastic showman.
See, that's
Freddie Mercury
thing to say
was
that
a fantastic showman.
So you were there?
I was there.
Holy shit.
I was there just after he grew his famous moustache.
Oh, man.
And
oh,
they slagged him off something rotten in the newspapers for it. And he actually stood there and said, "What do you think?" "Well, I don't give two shits what they think."
Exactly.
And he was very flamboyant, of course.
Yeah.
He was.
Did people talk about where, like, they're like, he's gay? Did they think anything?
Oh, everyone knew they were gay from the word go, from sort of 1972 when they started. Oh, they knew that
as well, right? Did they? Like Judas Priest, did everybody know the Halford and those?
No, well, I wasn't big on Judas Priest, so I couldn't really comment on that one.
You're from the UK, I'd assume that, like, there was.
I went through, I tell you what, I went through that, so though. Many eras. Yeah. Like, in the 60s, obviously, I wasn't overly aware of music as something that I wanted to be interested in. It was just on in the radio. And then, of course, glam rock in the early 70s. Right. I was very aware of that, and I had my favourite bands.
What
everyone
were you
loved
into in the 80s then? Like, because that would have been like your main time, right?
No. The 70s. Is, because I was a bass guitarist and a double bass player sort of in the 70s, early 80s. Okay. So I sort of got out of music mid 80s. But in the early 80s, it was the Stranglers. Anything pre 1978, David Bowie. Progressive rock. I was big on prog rock. I went through the metal stages. Blah blah blah.
I love prog rock.
How do you hate prog rock?
I hate prog rock.
You go listen you to not, some prog rock.
It's so many too. It's too many time signatures, and it's just it's overbearing.
Andy hates Tool.
It needs to calm down. I do hate Tool. I really
do
don't like Tool.
How do you do that?
Kate Bush. Love Kate Bush. Always loved Kate Bush. Always loved Kate Bush. As a kid, as an adult, as an old man, love Kate Bush. She's 55. I thought I'd bring that one up.
All right. Well, is what it is. You know what I'm into? I've got a new jam that I'm into, guys. I want you guys to hear it.
Three-chord garage rock.
And no. It's a new jam that it's sweeping the webs.
The sweeping the webs?
And you might have heard of this new artist. She was once upon a time called Tan Mom.
Oh, God.
Does anyone remember Tan Mom?
Tan Mom?
See, first of all, this is something that was relevant like 4 years ago. But yes, the
why
tan...
Why are you tan momming?
Tan Mom. I think she... Didn't she try to
tan
her baby?
Daughter? Yeah.
She tried to tan her baby. Yeah.
And this bitch looks like she's fucking rolled in like bronze
she
paint.
She is the most disgusting thing on the planet.
Yep.
Well, Tan Mom went and got herself a record deal.
Yep.
Came out with a music video, and this is her new jam.
Spring Break sensation.
Oh God, here we
go. And there's gay guys.
Drag queen.
Oh no, we got a bit of peasant in the big shitty in the background. Now, if you want some weird guitar timings, Peasant and the Big Shitty's got them. I was enjoying that.
Shit was playing in the background.
You always do that.
I know, and that's why I'm stopping it and doing it this, right.
What? It's shit.
Well, cut that out.
It's not that hard to fix. I love you.
Hey. I liked this summer. Guess who's back?
Critics are calling it
that's right
sensational
bitches
it's Tan Mom baby
and this time I'm gonna rock your
bitches.
I drop my top down at the beach or on the town from Malibu to Jersey Shore. Don't do anal, not a whore. Wanna see something icky? Look up Farrah on the wiki. She's a fat girl tragedy.
You guys did catch the won't do anal, not a whore part,
yeah,
right? You guys caught that? Cool.
Well, I always moving on.
She became more of a
color on carpet, looking at a bar guy. Like he was a pop tart.
It's funny.
I don't know if he's gay. He jumps with me in a sling and on Howard Stern. I'll even make him sing.
Tan Mom, I'm not your plaything. I'm just here to sing.
Why do you do this to us?
Yeah.
Why do I do this to myself?
Yeah.
Why does society do this to anyone?
No, because
Duncan?
No doubt
that
you've watched. Hold on. How many times have you watched this, Owen?
This is the second time
I've
watched this. All right,
at least it's only the second. I was concerned about you for a second.
I was a little sad.
I died a little bit.
Look
inside.
At this guy.
I don't want to.
Just, I don't want to either. It's.
You're not going to make me.
It's cringy. I get douche chills all up and down this video, but my last outfit, running. I like how he has his name on his shirt. It's Adam, yeah. By the way, if you didn't know. Look at her though. She is a
quit looking at your phone all
time. I'm looking up something.
And then there's this guy in the middle of it with the dog.
Chihuahua.
With a dog. I think it's because the guy that's singing the hook right now just wanted to fuck that guy.
I guess.
And so he's just like, that's like secret footage he had. And then it ended up in the video.
If you think I'm drinking wine, ain't no more since I did time. At the rehab with Michael Lowen, got all sober, now I'm flowing.
Will you do a shot of Patron?
Hell no, to the no, I got my mineral water.
It's not my fault this exists.
It's your fault you keep fucking playing. It's not my fault. Stop playing it.
No.
Mark,
stop playing it.
This is why we have the show, to call out things that are so ridiculous like this.
We don't have to keep playing it.
I want to know what Mark thinks of
Tan Mom. I think it's a commercial plastic dog shit, but it'll probably do quite well.
This is the unfortunate forecast that's probably pretty true.
Yep. I don't know what you want me to say, Duncan. I don't want this to be a thing. But it is.
I'm so angry. It's so upsetting.
Feeling very gothy.
Smoke cloves, cigarettes, and drink coffee.
By the way, guys, we are going to be switching gears here shortly. And
I've been up for
We're actually going to revolutionize the podcast world with a new podcast.
Yes.
In the coming
That's
weeks.
That's what it's called.
In the coming weeks, me and Duncan are...
It's called The New Podcast is exactly what it's called.
Well, it's the name of it.
The New Cast.
Is that what we're calling
I
it?
I don't fucking know what we're calling
we
it.
We don't know what we're calling
no,
it
No, we
yet.
Don't.
But either way, we're going to be doing full conspiracy talk from... The range of weather wars to JFK's bullet hole.
To chemtrails.
To chemtrails.
The moon landing.
Moon landings to Sasquatches.
Is that a conspiracy?
Sasquatch? I think so.
To some degree.
Abominable snowman?
The abominable.
Call it like it is. It's a Yeti.
It could be a Yeti.
I like Yetis more because I feel like Yetis are hairier.
I like the Wendigo.
I feel like Yetis are, of all the mythical beasts, probably the hairiest.
Yetis?
Would we agree?
I don't know if I agree.
No?
They're all pretty hairy.
They're all of them? Not all of them. They don't all have hair.
I think Yetis are the hairiest. Because they're mountain men.
Yetis are pretty hairy.
No? No one?
I can't deny. They're pretty hairy. If I were to see one, I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, there's one down at Animal Kingdom. Should go and have a look.
Yeah, I think he's hairy.
He can't afford to go there.
I've seen him before.
There's real Chewbacca's. Chewbacca wasn't just, you know.
Chewbacca.
You're telling me there's Wookiees out there?
There's Wookiees.
Where do they live?
They're out there on Endor, dude.
No, those are
Ewoks.
Oh,
yeah, you're right. Those are Ewoks.
The Wookiees do have
wrong.
A planet. Yeah, but it's not... Yeah, it's not Endor.
Casher.
It's the moon. The
I don't know.
The moon is Endor.
I'm not going to pretend like I know this.
You don't?
No, I don't.
Well, I know Cyclops exists. Well, one was running Great Britain for a few years, weren't he? Called Gordon Brown.
That's true.
That's British political humor, folks.
Speaking of non-British political humor, I was watching a TV show. Hold on, this is an excellent segue. You're going to appreciate
this. Everything else?
No, because I found a character. I found the real life Cletus is what I found.
Really?
Except he's an old.
I love Cletus. Do we all love Cletus?
I love
the Slack George Yokel.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's Cletus. I'm looking for. I'm trying to find the video of this guy, but seriously, like, we watch it. Kelsey started dying laughing. She's like, "Oh my god, it's Cletus!" I'm like, "Yeah."
Well, Kelsey does love Cletus as well.
Oh, Kelsey loses her mind at Cletus. Yeah, like I know.
We should do a little Cletus before we leave.
Well, I'm looking for this so that we can find so that we can have a little Cletus.
Holy fuck, we got no call from Jack Bender. We got no call from anyone this evening.
Nope.
We even put the number out.
Oh, wait.
Skype's probably blown up.
Nope, still no calls.
Okay.
Okay,
just checked. Still no calls. It's pretty epic night.
Oh, yeah.
Duncan, do you want to do... Is it too late to do your little story time?
So do what Duncan did?
Yeah.
Don't do what Duncan did?
Don't do what Duncan did? I don't know what it's called anymore.
I don't care. What do we...
We haven't done it in like 3 weeks.
That's true. We always kind of forget about it.
We should end the show with a little bit of that, I think.
All right.
Do a little bit of that. What's... All right, Ty. I got to get... First off, we need to explain the game to Mark. Do you know, Mark, what the game is?
Mark's... heard
He's
the game before
possibly but I don't remember.
Well, basically what we do is we take this map here behind me and
we're crossing off states Duncan has been to
and things that and what we do is we pick a story or we pick a state
pick a
somebody
state.
Picks a state and then I tell a story of scumbaggery from that state if there is one applicable.
Ideally the you know
the filthier the better
yeah
that's true.
So what state, Ty?
I say we let Mark pick the first state.
I reckon we go for North Dakota.
North Dakota is a good choice.
North Dakota is a good choice.
It probably doesn't have his.
That's a good choice.
Brain's
running.
There's an oil rush.
There's not much in North Dakota. In fairness,
North Dakota's kind of blowing up right now. It really is.
There's not much in North Dakota, and I only kind of traveled through a corner of North Dakota on our way to Utah. So North Dakota is really North and South Dakota are really kind of like dead states. They were just kind of travel throughs. I'm sure I did illegal drugs.
You traveled through North Dakota.
Yeah,
North Dakota,
yeah.
I'm sure you have done some horrible things.
Oh, no, I absolutely am sure of that, but I mean, there's just
What's it like on the bus then? Like, you know, like, that defaults to bus story.
Yeah, bus story. That's, during those long-ass bus rides, dude, it is so boring. And you're either sitting in the front lounge fighting over what to watch... Or you're sitting in the back lounge fighting over what to watch.
What does it come down to usually? Is it porn and like.
Dude, we didn't.
Wrestling?
We never watched porn. Like, they'd out in the front lounge because we had a lot of gays.
Watching porn together is not a cool
thing. Yeah,
we have
this conversation. Like, you always want to watch porn on the show, and I'm like, stop that. It's gay.
I've played porn like twice on the show.
Owen.
That's it.
You've played it twice. You've talked about playing it a lot more than twice.
But I've only really ever... And the Pharaoh one was worth seeing.
Yeah. But, okay. In any case. So, like, pretty much what that is... Oh, we did have a full Rock Band set up on our tour bus.
That's cool.
In the back lounge. I brought my PlayStation and the drum kit. And, like, we would have two guitars, the drums, and a vocalist going down the road at, like, 60 miles an hour.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. Well, not really a tale of scumbaggery. No, I mean, we're going to have to get another state.
We got to definitely.
We typically do three. So
yeah. So
two more. I might as well go with Ty.
Ty.
And
I found Cletus.
Nice. Thank you.
I was kind of looking at old OK over there. Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
Just because it's also a strange reference state, you know. I know I've been there. I can't tell
I've
you.
I've never been to Oklahoma.
I remember.
Nor do I want to.
Yeah.
Oklahoma City? you go? Where'd you go?
I haven't been to Oklahoma City. I was in Wichita Falls. I
feel like we're stumping you this week.
You're hitting states that have had, like, that were so dull or that I was in for literally a day. Like, this one, it was a shitty theater
it's
in Wichita.
It's not our fault, man.
No, I know, but we're getting them out of the way.
Let's exchange it for Texas. Let's go Texas.
Texas. Okay.
It's a huge state. There's a lot of things you can do there.
Come on.
There is. Texas, we had, we were there for an extended period of time, and I was dodging gunfire at the end of it. So we were like, yeah, because we started in a relatively normal area in Texas. We were in Corpus Christi around Christmas. So that's normal. It's on the Gulf there. So, you know, Christmas parties. We had the same locals for, like, these entire 2 weeks that we're in Texas. So we know the guys. They're cooking
brisket.
You're
on tour. You're in Texas. You're hanging out.
Yeah.
You've got the same group of people you're hanging out with.
Yep. And then what happens is at
what
the
What happened was
we played Laredo. Laredo is in the very bottom of Texas, and it is one of the most crime-ridden. It's directly across the street, across the border from Nuevo Laredo, which has the highest, like, Mexican gang murder rate. Like, they kidnap white people, and
you're really near Mexico at this point.
Oh yeah, like we're spitting distance from Mexico.
Rio de Janeiro is just like smelling like shit just over there.
Rio de Janeiro?
Isn't that the river?
The Rio Grande?
Yeah, that's that one.
Yeah, the Rio, because Rio de Janeiro is a city in Brazil.
Yeah, the Rio Grande, that one. Yeah.
I know where your head's going.
But
got it.
Yeah, so what happened is we sent the rest of the tour was going on to San Antonio, and they were all leaving from there. We had made our own plane reservations because the company was taking too long, so we were leaving from Laredo. I'm outside, and I hear the very I'm smoking a cigarette. I hear the very distinct sound of gunfire, and then I see two cars, like, fucking hauling ass around, you know, like, total movie style, and I'm like,
right.
What the
like
fuck?
Pulling around a corner?
Yeah, and, like, trying, and fucking guns going off between the two of them, and
holy shit.
Yeah. And then I hear a
so they weren't after you. They
no,
were just
no,
had,
no.
Like,
I was just dodging gunfire from stray bullets. Yeah, no, dude, people don't come after me. I'm like, do you want to smoke a joint?
I wanted it to be like, man, this one time these guys were after me and I had to like ditch. You know?
I was
like, why are you telling this on the podcast?
They could be listening
and they might still want to kill you.
No, they were juggalos is what it was.
Speaking of juggalos, did you hear the one guy died?
No. What one guy?
There was a guy that died at our favorite event of the year,
at
the gathering of the Juggalos.
Yes.
Our favorite event of the year. One day, we're going to do a podcast.
No, we're not.
Yeah, we are.
No, you and Ty are going to do a podcast. I'm not doing it.
I don't really want to be close to Juggalos either.
No.
Would you like...
Owen wants to go because he is a Juggalo.
I think I'd blend in.
You're one of them. You're one of them. I mean, I know you've got an ICP hockey jersey.
I knew there was something I didn't like
shit
about you.
So bad.
Dude, you don't know the hatred.
So bad.
You don't know the hatred that I have.
Some dude died.
Good. Fuck him. He deserved it.
He
was an ICP
and
fan.
He got like smashed up on something. I don't know what happened with him, but there's a dude
you
that
are
died.
An excellent newsman.
Oh, this is a good story.
That was a great story.
I'm telling you, I got all the news.
Jesus Christ. I can't believe you still listen to this show.
Well, I'll give a good facsimile of listening.
Oh, right.
I'm actually somewhere else at the moment.
Yeah, what's going on over there in your world?
He's thinking about, fuck, I got to go back to that.
No, I need to piss.
He needs to piss. And okay, what we do need to talk about before we wrap this thing up is... Mark's artwork and his gift that he
gave
to us.
His fantastically rad gift that he gave to us.
Yeah. It's an absolutely amazing landscape that I'll let Mark explain more about, but it's full on wax. Beeswax?
It's beeswax.
Yeah, it's beeswax, yeah.
And it's absolutely incredible.
Colored beeswax. Dyed beeswax.
Yeah, yeah. It's known as encaustic beeswax. Encaustic arts, obviously, those that know, is a very, very old form of art. It goes back thousands of years.
Right.
But effectively, what you do is you just take different colored beeswax and you melt it on the shoe of a travel iron and you just slide the iron backwards and forwards to give yourself the sky. you reload, you slide it backwards and forwards to give yourself some landscape, like in the horizon, give yourself some mid-ground, give yourself some foreground. And then using the edge and the tip of the iron, you start forming lots of flora. And basically, you can make quite a surreal landscape. That one, I suppose,
wicked,
really, I called that one science fiction art because of the way the sky came out.
I love
But that was actually a cock-up, you know. That wasn't intentional, but
it
the way it
the
came out.
Ups, of
Well, it's what was it? Bob Ross says, you know, you never have mistakes; only have happy accidents. And that one was a happy accident. And
there are happy little trees in there.
And you know, it's I'm fascinated by different types of artwork. And
I just
thought to myself before I come out, I thought, well, you know, if I can take a personal gift to the Ono Radio Show, a piece of artwork
is
personal enough.
The most amazing gift I think you could give us and to give me, and I will hold on to this very, very dearly. And I think,
well,
I did donate it
to the show, so you can fight over it. And I will referee. I don't mind.
No, it's mine. They understand. I can
slide another half a dozen in the post to you when
but
I get back.
But if Art Attacks wants to possibly take a look at it, then
that is some pretty cool shit.
Then they can certainly do that. And one of the things I'll say about the piece in particular, and we should try and take a couple of really take it out. Like you said, and take a couple of good pictures of it, though, as well. Because Ty's got his camera here. We should try and take a couple of really good pictures of it so we can post it. And I think you'll see it has an amazing amount of depth and an amazing amount of texture.
Yeah.
And it looks... It almost looks a bit 3D, if you will.
Oh, absolutely. I think the colors have a lot to do with that, too, because it is a very like alien kind of scene. You know what I mean?
It looks like an acid trip, to be quite honest with you.
But that's why I said I want to eat a lot of psychedelics.
But
a
really fucking cool one. And,
they're all really fucking cool, for the record.
And
I'm always inspired.
No,
so.
Thank you, Mark. That's amazing.
But I'd also like to add that my artwork has been submitted for the Multiple Sclerosis Trust Secret Art Show, and it has sold. So, if you do check out any of my artwork and you do purchase it, be rest assured that that money will be then forwarded on to the MS Trust. Only because obviously we've got a family member who does suffer with multiple sclerosis, and it's a nasty, insidious disease
that
just creeps up on people.
Yep.
Right.
And then wham bam, thank you, ma'am. It takes them away forever, you know.
Yep.
And it's incurable, so we just want to find out why it starts in the first place and stop anyone else having it.
Right.
So if you do ever check me out and you want to purchase the artwork. You know, just hit me up on Facebook and we can always negotiate a price
for singles
or quantity.
You should certainly look into, you know.
You should, because this shit's cool.
Do an online store or something. I mean,
it's something that I've considered
recently.
We would
be more than happy to promote it.
Even an Etsy shop. You should totally do an Etsy shop and sell your artwork.
We're considering that at the moment.
I
do oils as well, but this is unusual. People like it because
it is,
you know, when they see it, especially when they see it not framed and they can touch it. And once they've polished it, which is an unusual thing to do to a painting, you know, it's suddenly they're, whoa, can I have some more, you know?
Yeah.
Like, hold on,
right,
you know,
right.
You can have the first couple free, but then we do chat. Well, say we,
and
the
what
collective
do you, this is the thing that fascinates me a little bit, just going a little bit further with the polishing of it. Like, you told me that I should do this.
Yeah, just a very, very light tissue and just very, very lightly buff from top to bottom. Just once. If you buff too much, too long, too hard, you'll buff the picture away.
Are you saying that this should be a regular thing? Or...
It should. If in a frame with the glass, probably never again.
Never
but
again.
If it was...
Should I do it now or should I just leave it?
I would just leave it. But, I mean, well, it's worth you experimenting to see what it's like.
I don't want to touch it.
No, but
I just...
if you take it out and just give it a light buffing, it will slap you in the face.
Really?
Yeah. That's coming from the artist, obviously.
Yeah, absolutely.
But
absolutely,
no, it does,
yeah.
Because all of a sudden you can see what you call the 3D effect, and you do want to look behind the layers, if that makes sense.
Yeah. No, absolutely, yeah. It does. Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty mind-blowing. I think
we've had a pretty good show.
I think we have, too. Do you want to hear a little bit of White Cletus?
Yeah, please.
Is this my...
Shit. Play the thing and see if... I don't think it's plugged in. I don't think that's plugged in.
Okay, well, do we have one?
Just let me... Yeah, I can get it working. I just don't know. Play something.
Oh, okay. Let's see. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Nope.
Gonna play that shit. Play that shit. I like this air of polished professionalism. Super professional.
All right. Your favor's up. You're
muted like motherfucker.
It's not my shit. It's your shit. You playing stuff?
I'm playing.
No, you're not.
I am. It's buffering.
No, you're not, Ben. You're not playing stuff.
Shut up.
When a member dies.
Damn it, there it goes.
Nice commercial, man.
No, it's not. It's not a commercial. It's
fucking solid radio right here.
We take care of these guys.
Shut the fuck up.
We write them every week. Take care of them. Take care of families, and that's what we do.
Hold on.
Most warlocks will never get the lifer patch if they don't end up in prison.
This is an Orlando thing, too.
I know.
I've seen a lot of people die in my short time in the club, but that's a part of life.
God damn
it.
I don't have.
I put 30 miles. Best friends in the world.
What?
In the ground in the last 40 years.
Yeah, that was your. That was your. Did you?
I didn't get any of that. What that
was Cletus.
That was Cletus.
That was
right
White
there?
Cletus.
Pull it back.
Now let me rewind a bit. This Cletus. Are we talking about The Simpsons Cletus?
Oh, we're talking about my stupid goddamn character that I play on the show that makes Kelsey and Duncan laugh from time to time.
You like it.
My hillbilly character that I have done for years.
Okay, so that's why I said the slack George Okel earlier. I was thinking of The Simpsons, and I was waiting for a Simpsons.
It kind of is. In my mind, it's a black man. A really innocent, stupid black man.
Yeah. I can't find it.
Dangling over a
fence. It's being stupid.
We never got your third state, and I guess that's my guess.
Yeah, if you want to.
Because you're really letting us down so far.
Well, yeah, that's actually my plan for today.
All right.
Because I wanted to let you down. It's my favorite thing to
so
do.
Let down.
Ohio.
Ohio, I went to see a girl that I was having a long-distance relationship with. And as soon as I got into Ohio, we went to her house and her parents' house, because she didn't live there either. And I banged her raw dog on her parents' pool table and I totally blew it inside her. And then it ended up staining the pool table. So well, is that better?
Not bad, Ohio.
Okay.
Not bad, Ohio. Bad?
It's far better.
Classy.
Yeah.
At least you tied the segment
and then,
off
and
a
then
little bit.
The best was she's just like, next time you do that, just come in my mouth. And I was like, oh, all right.
As to not make a mess.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, absolutely.
It's not like she's
no,
a
it's,
whore
and,
or
and, well, and it's really more the...
It's more just the efficiency of the ex, you know?
Oh, no, I totally get it. And kind of a whore.
And...
That's
kind
okay.
of a whore.
Yeah, I know, and that was a
gluggity,
quality
glug,
I enjoyed.
Gluggity.
Quality I enjoyed in that person, but
yeah.
So there you go.
How do you feel about tonight's show, Duncan?
I felt pretty good about it.
I do too. Well, how do you feel about it, Ty?
It's pretty hoary.
Hoary?
I feel like we got a little over.
I think Mark really would be the best, you know, to ask because he's the one that listens to the end product most times. How does it feel to you?
What? Sorry, I fell asleep.
That's exactly what.
No, we're no, it's good. It was just good to be here. I didn't mind. A podcast, I think this one's going to be pretty awesome because I'm in it. But it was good to be here, and it was actually good.
It was good to have you here. We're a lot more attentive than we normally are at this point in the show.
I would say so.
Yeah, I definitely would say so.
I think we hung in there okay.
Yeah, we definitely did. I think it definitely helped.
I mean, I really can't say anything, can I? Seeing as my studio's still sitting in the dark.
Well. God damn it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cougar again.
You motherfucker.
And my favorite thing to do now. It's a new game. It's a new game with Duncan. Anytime you can, make sure to cougar him.
You son of a
bitch. He loves it.
God damn it.
And on that note, I think it is time that we, I think we should wrap this thing up, Duncan. What do you think?
All I'm seeing is Cougar's truck pack in my head, you son of a bitch. That's all I'm seeing. God damn it. This is what you do to me.
I thought this is what you listen to in Detroit, right?
First of all, Mellencamp is from Indiana.
No, he's totally from Detroit. I read about it.
You read about it? On the Wikipedia article that you edited to make it say he's from Detroit, not Bloomington.
It says that, actually. Like, it specifies that, like, he is from Detroit and not Bloomington.
Yeah, no, okay.
What? Fucking being an asshole is what you are.
You're being an asshole with the cougarness.
I try and play
you dirtbag son of a bitch.
I try and play something from your homeland and you can't even respect it.
Yeah, because
Ty, what, I know you like it, right?
America.
Because what you're trying to
hey,
do.
Ty.
Talk about America with a guitar solo that's kind of country.
Shit.
Yeah, you forgot about the breakdown.
Talking about breakdown.
I'm from Detroit.
Not
Indiana for a while.
Mark is legitimately falling asleep watching you two assholes do this.
America, America.
Now I gotta.
I don't know why you like this. Why do you like this? I don't like it really.
Why do I like it?
Oh yeah.
I don't know.
For me, it's just middle of the road weak.
What
piece.
I can do is I can just turn my headphones on all the way down so I don't have to hear it.
America.
It's been a good night, folks.
Not anymore.
I'm just going to end it on that.
Fuck you.
Going to go to silence.
You merely adopted America.
I was born in it.